Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency. Fred Film Radio, from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here like every year with Pascal Dio, the director of the Venice Production Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
Well, the other day I was interviewing Antonio Mondo from the Festa di Cinema in Rome, and I say most of the cinema of Rome, so we are the same, in the same situation. We are here, the Venice Production Bridge has basically ended. You are kind of calculating the success, so we want to see, to hear some numbers, some figures about this edition.
Yes, it has been a very successful edition. For instance, we had a quite high increase of all the professionals coming to the festival. We had an almost 9% increase to reach 2,672 against 2,453 last year, which means that I think we have found the DNA of the market, yeah, which is really focusing on production and producers.
And I think that also the ambience that you create, that Venice creates, being at Lido in a very small area where everybody can meet everybody anytime and in a very much more relaxed way than any other market in the world, makes a difference, I think.
A huge difference. And that's the general feedback I am receiving from all the professionals. It's because they have time to have in-depth conversations between them, and they don't have to run from one place to the other. Even if this year I have had two venues, which are a little bit outside, I would say, the heart of the festival, the VR Island, in which we had held several panels related to VR, of course, and the Hôtel des Bains, the iconic Hôtel des Bains, in which we were also holding several panels, mostly on financing films and so on.
Yeah, probably those last years without the Hôtel des Bains spoiled our audience, and they don't want to walk that much because it's not, because we were talking before the interview that back in the days, the center of the festival was in the Hotel de Ben. So we were moving up and down easily, and nobody was complaining.
Not at all. Then. Not at all. The only thing I think is that we are not getting younger. So oh, probably, the distance appears to us far bigger than before.
Listen, one of the Venice Production Bridge is composed by many sections, if I can call them that. One of which I think the most important or the most productive is the Venice gap financing market, where you give like gap financing to project that you select. You were telling us earlier that you received a lot of entries.
Yes.
For like a very like restricted, if I can say, number of projects selected. How did you work on selection?
This year we have received 270 project to select 40 of them. But we are, of course, the first thing is just to check that they are eligible and that they are meeting the criteria of 70% of the financing in place. And then after that is the quality. This is the only thing. It's really the quality of the film. And what is also interesting is that it was the sixth edition this year, and we had more and more projects coming from known directors, like Agnieszka Holland, for instance, and so on. So it means that also those directors have sometimes some difficulties to complete the financing of their film. And also that they have found out that the Venice gap financing market works. Could be a good platform for them.
And do you think that this, if we can call this prestige of the Venice gap financing market is done, comes from the work that you did in the past years and all the kind of rejuvenating in terms of visibility that the Venice Festival got in the last couple of years. So the festival has been more important. You know, we have many films that come here, get the Leone d'Oro, then go to the Oscars. So this is a kind of, machine that
It's obvious that a festival needs a market and vice versa. Yeah. We have to create a synergy between the festival and the market. And it's true that automatically, as the success of the Venice Gap Financing market, because a lot of titles that we have been selecting the previous years have been having wonderful results in Berlinale with Touch Me Not, for instance, who won the Golden Bear, in Cannes, and so on. So I think it's also this, and the fact that we have a very high, if I can say so, rate and percentage of completed project, because we have around 82 projects who have been going through the gap financing, who have been completed within 6 to 8 months,
which is very good, because normally times are much longer.
Absolutely,
very very often, unfortunately. Absolutely. The Venice Gap Financing market is one of the three main sections, if I can call them that. The second section is the final cut, which is African and Arabic films who comes to Venice to be completed.
Yes, in fact, the difference with the gap financing is that we are showing work in progress, first rough cut. Mm-hmm. And so we are showing it, of course, to the 13 supporters who are working with us, who are giving either cash, money, or in-kind investment. But we are also showing it to some other post-production companies, distributors, film festival film programmers, and so on. Mm-hmm. So it gives already a good exposure to them. Yeah. And I do know that we have been particularly happy this year, because we had an increase in the number of people who went to see those films.
This year, the countries were Iraq, Jordan, Palestine, Syria, and Lebanon. Have you noticed the larger or bigger interest to this kind of cinematography in the market after those years that you're doing the final cut?
Yes, and all Africa.
In Africa, of course.
52 countries. But it's, I would say yes in a way, but at the same time, this interest is limited to the countries who are used to distribute those kind of film, which are mostly European countries.
So it's still difficult.
Sometimes a little bit Japan.
It's still difficult to break through.
It's always very difficult to break through. And at the same time, we have not a steady quality of the production coming from those countries, because of different reasons, because of the lack of financing in those countries,
and of industry,
because of the disappearances of several film festivals in the Middle East, for instance, and attached funds who are not existing anymore, which was also helping those cinematographies, and that's it. Yeah.
The other section is the book adaptation rights market. We saw many films in the festival in any section. They were coming from books. So this is a real thing. I mean, this is a real market, a real inspiration, they say, for contents. And which are the numbers on this section this year? The figures, how did it expand?
It expanded first with the number of publishers. Uh-huh. Last year we had 19 publishers, and this year we had 25. And I have, unfortunately, I had to decline some requests.
For reasons of space?
Mostly of reasons of spaces, yes. And we don't, and at the same time, we are, of course, selecting big publishers, important publishers, as well as smaller publishers, but which are specialized. So we don't want also to have too many competitors between themselves, for instance, from France or so. This year, for instance, from France, we had Actes Sud, who is a known publishing company who came, and so on. And what is interesting is that, because they are here to meet the producer, first of all, rather than selling just one book, and to present their whole catalog, is that automatically the number of meetings that we have been organizing and that they had increased a lot, because we had 46% increase to reach more than 313 one-to-one meetings. So for them, it's also very good. And I have to say it's good because of this, and also because of the new layout that we had, where we put all the gap financing market and the book adaptation rights market in the same big ballroom. Mm-hmm. So automatically it was easier for the producer when they had a hole in their schedule to go to see the publisher and vice versa.
Well, so the market has ended, so we are waiting starting to work on the next one. Maybe you rest for a couple of days, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Because we have, films which are shown in the festival until the very end, we have still some professionals who are seeing. But I have to say that, of course, officially the market is closed because most of the professionals have already left, and most of them to go to Toronto.
To go to Toronto, as we know.
And that's it, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Pascal Dio, for being with us. Like every year, we're eager to wait for you for next year to see the additional figures, increasing figures of the Venice Production Bridge, the market of the Venice Festival. Thank you, Pascal Dio. I'm Angelo Acerbi from Venice for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you, Angelo.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.